Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to this edition of Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is, this is another All Prophetic Show. This is September 10th, 2020. This is not the show I thought I had for y'all. I thought we were doing episode 3 of the Answering Persecution series, but the Lord kept giving me prophetic words, so somebody must have been praying for a word. And this morning, as he was giving me words, he told me to add a scripture to each word. So I went back and did that. For anyone who has not listened to one of the prophetic shows before, let me tell you how you know if a word's for you. If when you hear me say the word, regardless of the name that I say at the beginning of it, if you feel like God's speaking directly to you, then that word is also for you. A word can be for many people, just like the words in the Bible are for many people. They're for all of us. A word, a prophetic word, can be for more than one person too. Okay, let's get started. The first word is for Brad. Brad, you are thinking about moving in with a woman you have been dating. You really like her a lot, and you think she might be the one you want to be with from now on. The Lord says, turn away from compromise, my son. Do you not know when you enter into idolatry, your growth in me stalls? I desire you would protect my daughter from defilement, not invite her to fornicate with you regularly. The time is far too late for you to play with sin, my son. The night is soon coming when many will be taken in their sins. Are you ready? Turn from this foolishness at once. Repent and rid your life of these sins I abhor. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's Matthew 3:2. You know, for all you guys out there who date or who are already married, the Lord desires that you would protect your woman from sinning, that you would turn her away from sin, not lead her into it, okay? Frank, you recently lost a job that paid your bills pretty well. You're worried about making ends meet like many other people. The Lord says to you, Frank, do not fear, my son, for I have seen your devotion to me in your heart. I have seen how your thoughts are more often on me than not. Take your rest in me, for I shall provide miraculously for you now. Spend your time in prayer and in my holy word, and I will bring to you all you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. Now, when the Lord says he's going to provide for you miraculously, Frank, that usually means not a steady check of any kind. It usually means, okay, you'll watch the bills pile up for a while and then boom, he'll bring you some money. If you ever read the book that I wrote called The Wilderness Companion, you see a lot of that going on in there. That was how he taught me to trust him for everything, for him to provide miraculously for me. Bill or William? I see you working on two different things, like maybe you have a job and a business you're starting on the side or something like that. The business involves logs or possibly lumber or something of that nature. You have a very close friend who helps you with the business that involves logs. The Lord says that business is going to fail, but he wants you to know the reason is because your friend is dishonest and he is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. I don't know if he's taking from you or what's happening. I don't know if you can change the outcome of this or not at this point, but I pray the Lord shows you what this man is doing that is harming your business. I am seeing that he is not a true friend at all. He is just out for what he can get. But he's one of those, quote, friends that knows how to act the part. They're not good friends. They're just good actors. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 41:9. Henry, You have been running a deception on someone, like you're scamming them. You are in need, so you think it's okay to do that. The Lord is warning you that if you do not stop what you are doing right now and confess what you have done to the people or organizations you have scammed, that He is going to expose you Himself, because it is not okay with Him for you to call yourself a Christian and use that to scam people. He says that you are dishonoring His great name, and He will not stand for it another day. You have 24 hours from the time you hear this to do that, or it's game over for you. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel 18:31. Crystal, you have returned to a relationship the Lord has made clear He does not want you in. You said in your heart, I don't care if He wants it or not, I want it. Crystal, this is outright rebellion against God. Rebellion always brings a curse with it. You're trying to turn away from hearing this right now. The Lord wants you to know He heard that, and you have now been given over to that relationship. But your experience will be like when the Israelites wished for meat and cried and complained that all they had was miraculous manna. You will have that relationship until you are sick of it, but He will not help you get out of it. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6:46. Cheryl, you are going through kind of a tough time right now, but you have kept a really positive attitude, and you are doing everything in your power to help yourself while believing the Lord to do what you cannot. The Lord is very pleased with this. The Lord says to you, woman of God, this day have I prospered what you have set your hands to. Get ready, my daughter, for I have ordained the blessing so big you cannot even contain all I am sending you. You have continued to give when you had much and when you had little, and I am now answering your great faith in doing this according to my holy word. You have believed me, and I am pleased with your faith. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 1:2. Terry, your life is going pretty okay and running pretty normal, but lately you have been tempted by an old sin. It's just creeping in at the edges of your mind, and you're kind of entertaining the idea of doing it just to feel the pleasure of it one more time. The Lord says to you, Terry, don't do it. Don't fall into the enemy's trap, because if you do it one more time after I have warned you, you will not be able to extricate yourself from it. Come to me for your comfort instead, says the Lord, and I will give you something far better. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. James 1:14 and 15. Drew or Andrew, you are in a very complicated situation that you wish you were not in. Something you are in, a situation or relationship, I don't know which, has become tangled beyond what you can undo. You long for freedom from the stress of it. I see water somewhere near you. I don't know if you go to the water for peace or what, but I see the Lord speaking to you near the water. Like you're looking out over an ocean and He just starts speaking to you to, you know, give you clarity. Go to Him there and He will speak to you and you will be able to find peace again. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Okay, this next name is, I think, a nickname. Peaky. You have returned to an old sin the devil recently tempted you with, though you know it is very wrong. The Lord forewarns you in more than one way, and He wants you to know two things now. Number one, sin returned to in this time will hold tightly to you and be nearly impossible to let go of. The Lord showed me sins now are kind of like super glue. The enemy is now going to try his best to cause your death, so you will be taken in your sins. That's the second thing. In addition to entering into this sin yourself, you have also involved another person, someone who believes in the Lord. This is more than serious in his eyes, and he says to you now, prepare how you will answer me on that day of judgment for this sin. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. There is someone listening to this podcast who has recently entered into a forbidden relationship. By forbidden, I mean sinful, like maybe an affair if you're married or something like that. The Lord is showing me you entered into it with eyes all aglow and happily ever after on your mind, and in your heart you thought that was where it was headed. But the other person had only the intention to use you, so it is not going there. The Lord wants you to know that you should prepare yourself. This person is going to cost you financially over and over and over. When you have fully realized the trap you have fallen into because you were willing to compromise and sin to get something you wanted, you will try to get out of the relationship, but it will cling to you. It will cling and torment you until it becomes unbearable. I see in the spirit you are walking, carrying a little statue, and it becomes very, very heavy. That statue represents the idolatry you have entered into. Others tried to warn you, but you persisted and would not listen. You thought you knew best and continued on because it made you happy to continue on. This other person knew just the right words to say to get you to fall into the trap. Satan has been orchestrating this plan against you for some time now. The other person is not at all who they held themselves out to be, and now you're in quite a pickle. You have alienated others to have your way and continue into this sinful relationship, and now you cannot see your way out. The Lord sent you many warnings, and you ignored them all. You will now carry the heavy burden of your idol for an indefinite period of time, and you will come to despise it. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Psalm 16:4. Lenny or Lynn or Linda, something that sounds like that. Your life has been going on pretty normal lately, or as normal as life can go on during a pandemic. But the Lord says you have developed a habit of lying. You tell a lot of lies. Not all of them are about big, important things, but it's something you do often. The Lord says one of the lies you told fairly recently is about to be found out. It's basically going to come back and bite you in a very big way. There is time to avert the disastrous consequences that this will bring on your life if you confess it to the person you said it to now, and if you honestly, truly repent before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. The Lord wants you to know that if you do not stop lying now, this will not be the only lie you are caught in. There is something big you have lied to cover up for some time now, and he says you know exactly what I'm talking about here. He said the choice is yours, but you either turn from that sin now and repent from your heart before him, like genuinely repent, not just say, oh, sorry, Lord, but really, really say sorry and mean it at length. Or you are going to pay a very big price that you will not enjoy paying. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall perish. Proverbs 19:9. Okay, I'm hearing a name that sounds like Botch. Botch, I see you working at a business. I believe from what I'm seeing that you are an employee of the business, not the owner of it. There is something illegal going on at this business behind the scenes. The Lord says you must disassociate yourself from that business immediately. Law enforcement is going to bust that business for the illegal activity, and even though you know nothing about it, you will be implicated in it as if you did. Leave there now, Botch, or you will face criminal charges for activity you didn't even know anything about. The Lord says he himself will provide another job for you if you will just obey. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. Proverbs 16:17. L, you're a pretty woman. You consider yourself a Christian, but the truth is, you pay more attention to your own face than you do seeking the Lord's will for your life. You are more concerned about your education and the ladder of success than the Word of God. You dress very sexy. You know how to emphasize all your feminine assets, and you know how to use your beauty to get what you want. L, this is the time for you to get real serious about the Lord and His Word. You will soon need His protection desperately in what is coming. In what is coming, beauty will be a great disadvantage, as there will be no police to protect you and no boyfriend can protect you from whole gangs of brutes that will seek out pretty women to abuse. L, the Lord says He has tried to get your attention on Him before now, but each time you have refused because, well, you just don't take Christianity seriously. You're too busy building up your social media following to be bothered with reading the Bible or saying prayers. So the Lord says to you, pretty woman, this is the last warning He will give you before the judgment events fall all around you. He says, if you ignore this warning to come inside in prayer to Him for at least an hour a day and start reading and studying His Word at least that much as well, it will be the last thing you regret before you are killed. You have been warned. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Proverbs 1:24-28. Okay, there is someone listening to this that you feel the Lord has told you to move, and He has. So you are looking at where to move. He says, though, that He is actually moving you the opposite direction than you believe. I think there is danger involved in where you think you are heading. He says, if you will seek Him, pray about this and ask, that He will show you what the danger is. I see Him causing you to come across an article or something that reveals a danger you were unaware of in the area that you thought you were going to move to. Heed this warning and go the other way, or He says you will fervently wish you had. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk you in it. Walk you when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21. That's all I have for y'all this week. I hope this is a blessing to you. I worked all day today on it, and I don't remember how many other days, trying to get all the words and find all the scriptures and all that. I know a lot of you really need to hear from the Lord right now. We're, you know, our country in America is in bad shape. It's in bad shape right now. None of us really knows what's going to happen, or rather what's going to happen next, but we have a pretty good idea of what's coming overall. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Oh, and please don't email me asking me if any of these words are for you, because I have no idea, okay? I don't know. He doesn't tell me. He gives me names or shows me things, but you're the only person who's going to know if it's for you, okay? Jesus bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change.
There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print, and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available on Amazon.com.